Good morning, everyone. This is Jay Money.
And Spawn.
And we are here to do our podcast. Hope everyone's doing well today.
Not really, but...
Why not kidding. Really?
Just kidding.
All right. It's a happy Sunday morning in our household. we've had our coffee, so we're ready to talk about some things. And
we're really super wired.
Yeah, pretty much. So we're going to just introduce ourselves. So I'm Jessica, Jay Money.
And I'm Sean, Spawn.
And this kind of came about because I've always wanted to do a podcast or a radio channel, and Sean's on board with it now, so.
And apparently we're both funny couples that everybody likes to get amused by.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so we're just going to talk about our experiences, relationship, I don't know, topics that are going on right now.
Weird, quirky things.
Yeah, basically. So where this started was kindergarten.
Give you a little background info. We've known each other since kindergarten, and throughout our years, we've kind of been in and out of a relationship. We've probably known each other for a total of...
probably 20 years or so.
20 years, yeah. Yeah. And we are now going strong on our 6 years together.
Yeah. Impressive. I mean...
yeah.
Show
yeah.
all those people Woo! That we made it, right?
Yeah. Go us.
Yeah. But yeah, so we're just going to talk about some things. Let's see what else. Sean took notes. I didn't. So apparently he's a little more organized than me.
You got to be organized with this kind of stuff.
Yeah, we're just going with the flow.
You got to have stuff to fall back on.
We're just going with the flow and see where this goes.
So our first subject, kind of want to talk about, you know, how our weekends have changed.
Yeah.
So as we've gotten older, we've realized that staying in and sitting at the house and doing absolutely nothing is more entertaining than anything now.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. There's no more clubbing. There's no more bar activity. Yeah, it's kind of interesting on how we get older and we want to save money and we just chill at home with our dog, Oakley.
Yeah, our little fur baby.
Yeah, and looking at everyone else, you know, all these teeny boppers are still going out and going to the bars and picking up people and stuff like that. And I don't, like, how do people even really meet people these days? I don't even know anymore.
Now it's just a simple swipe of a freaking phone.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, the online Tinder, whatever it's called. I don't even know.
So I guess now it's a lot easier for people to hook up than it is to actually be in a relationship and get into a relationship.
Yeah, because it's work.
I mean, I remember back then when, you know, we took forever to try to get a kiss out of a girl. So we'd have to actually work for it, gain interest, you know, talk for about 2 months. And then it's like, all right, I think I'm going to kiss her tonight. Tonight's the night.
And now it's just a swipe right and you're hooking up. I don't know.
Things have gotten a little crazy over the years with technology and stuff like that. I just think it's kind of blown out of proportion, or I don't know. It's just a little crazy to me to think that, you know, you can find love on a piece of machinery now.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, they have everything from Farmers Only to Christian Mingle. So I guess it's out there for everyone.
And all the talk about, I mean, you don't really have any, you have a mask pretty much when you talk to people through the phone, because all everybody wants to do is text. You're losing the actual interaction face to face and getting to actually know each other and seeing the real you compared to a mask over text or whatever.
Yeah, true. Very true. I mean, I don't know.
It's a little different.
Yeah, but it's definitely different. So yeah, so our typical Saturday night consisted of attempting to watch a movie and me, you know, hitting the snooze button around 9:30.
Okay, so our game plan was to, you know, I got a 12-pack. I figured I was going to drink most of it. I ended up drinking like 6 of them. And then, you know, about 3 beers in, I look over and she's passed out. So,
you know, I have, you know, a tendency to fall asleep during movies when we're watching them at home, which yeah, I guess
you
is
have
a,
narcolepsy.
I have narcolepsy. Just... I guess we could say that. I don't know. But we were going to podcast last night. I didn't make it there. So this morning we're just sipping our coffee, trying to decide how we're going to do this.
And that'll be another episode for the nighttime. I guess that'll be our more mysterious talks of when we're drunk on the weekends.
Yeah.
So more info will come out and it'll probably be a little bit more funnier than that.
Yeah, probably a little more explicit. We'll see. We'll see how it goes and see what our audience feels. So yeah, I mean, this is a go. We're doing a podcast.
A podcast.
A podcast.
A podcast. I would podcast. Have a horrible podcast.
That's another thing. It's the New Year's. I mean, New Year's resolutions. Ours died about 2 weeks in. So.
I mean, the diet was going good, you know, eating the greens and, you know, trying to get healthy. And, you know, it's crazy, you know, that fast food is now cheaper than actual healthy food. It's crazy how society has flipped itself on itself, I guess you could say. And more and less, you know, money and, you know, nutrition and everything else. Everybody wants you to be quick about everything. It's, you know,
it's how a convenience.
You, yeah, how quick can I get this or that?
Yeah, as compared to making dinner at home that'll take 45 minutes when drive-thrus take, you know, 5.
And, like, I understand, like, mothers that have, like, families and, you know, they have kids that they have to take care of while they're cooking and stuff like that. We don't even have kids, and we don't even like cooking.
We have no children other than a dog.
But even at that, I mean, I do enjoy cooking, you know, especially if it's on the grill. It, you know, it makes it a little bit more fun, I guess.
Yeah, but after 10 hours of working, nobody wants to do that. So, yeah. So New Year's resolution come to a close about 2 weeks in.
I'm sure we'll start another diet here in like another month or so.
Yeah, we'll jump on that train again.
Definitely. We'll be there. Hit the gym, but we'll see how this, you know, dieting goes. So far, not so good.
Yeah, you know, it happens. Start over.
Down 4 pounds, and now I'm pretty sure I gained it back from this fucking coffee.
Yeah, that he's drinking out of a Budweiser mug, everyone.
Budweiser. And has Bush.
So, yeah, we're just going to talk about different things and go with the flow. This is our first one, so bear with us.
Yeah, our subjects might bounce around frequently, just like a squirrel, you know, chasing nuts.
Yeah, we're just going to give you some some flavors of what can happen on this podcast. And I know there's several people out there that have been waiting for J Money in the morning.
Yeah, this isn't a new edition. I'm the edition. Hi.
Yeah, we decided to do it as a couple. Sean came on board and thought it was... First, he didn't think it was a great idea. Now he's all on board.
Yeah, I wasn't really too much for it, you know. She always wanted to do something like this. And so, you know, me being the supportive boyfriend, I went out and bought her a mic.
Yeah, he did.
I've been kind of on the train about doing a podcast because I think it's very interesting, you know, kind of the subjects that we talk about and stuff like that.
Personally, I just think we're funny. I don't know. I think anybody's going to laugh at us when they hear this, especially people that know us.
Yeah, so
it'll be a good time.
Well, here's our introduction, and I hope you guys like it. Stay tuned for the next episode. We'll figure out what we're going to talk about, you know, cost of living and everything else like that. Maybe something different, you know, like we said, we're going to jump around like little crazy squirrels on our subjects, so bear with us.
And if you have our contact information, shoot me a text or email, messenger, anything like that, and let us know some topics that you would like to hear or want to talk about. Maybe we'll have some guest speakers eventually, but...
Absolutely.
We're just here to have fun.
Yeah, and enjoy ourselves on this wonderful podcast.
Thanks, guys.
All right, J Money and Spawn out.